From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Full moon tonight, and a special Paranormal Investigators Night with you, beginning in just a half hour. But first, here's what's happening. An amazing story at the UN, the U.S. delegation walking out of the UN speech of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad after he had some things to say about speculation about who was behind the 9/11 terror attacks. The U.S. delegation left the hall after Ahmadinejad said that there were three theories about the 9/11 attacks. One, he said, that powerful and complex terrorist groups penetrated U.S. intelligence and defenses. Second, he said, that there were some segments within the U.S. government who orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East. The majority of the American people, he said, as well as other nations and politicians, agree with this view. And then thirdly, after the Americans stood up and walked out without listening to the third theory, that the attack was the work of a terrorist group, but that the American government supported and took advantage of the situation. Richard Gage, who is with the Architectural Engineers 9/11 Truth Movement, he will be up in a moment to react to this story. Really strange story out at the UN. And welcome back to Coast. This segment, we're going to chat with Richard Gage, the founding member of the AE11 Truth Organization, a group of architectural engineers. He's been practicing architecture for 20 years. He has worked on most types of building construction, including numerous fireproofed steel framed buildings. Richard worked on the design development for a very large mixed-use urban project using about 1,200 tons of steel framing. He's been on the program many times. Here he is, Richard Gage on Coast to Coast. Richard, how are you?
Doing great, George. How are you doing?
Good. Today? I'm doing fine. I wanted to get your take on Ahmadinejad. I think he did one thing wrong in this is, you know, he continues to spout his anti-Semitic venom, but which I think takes away from the real issue of what really happened. I mean, we all know the 9/11 Commission, most of the members said afterwards, you know, this commission didn't do a thorough job into this investigation. But he came up with three possibilities. And, of course, you and your architects, professional people, have been looking at this for years now. You believe there's a bigger story here as well. What's your reaction to today's situation and the walkout by the American delegation?
Well, there's the problem is that there's a lot of truth in what this Middle Eastern dictator is saying. We don't want to hear it from him, and we shouldn't. We should be hearing it from 1,300 architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth who are demanding a new investigation. The American people are waking up to the reality slowly, but it's happening. We have gained significant ground. We had a major press conference on September 9th in Washington, D.C. We passed out DVDs and our 9/11 investigator mm-hmm. newsletter to every member of Congress. We met with 12 of them like we did last year, and they're getting it. Everybody gets it who wants to, who's willing to. And what we're talking about, of course, is the destruction, the controlled demolition of all three World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11. So let's not hear this from Ahmadinejad. Let's go to the scientific forensic evidence that shows that Building 7, for instance, this third skyscraper, to collapse straight down symmetrically into its own footprint and almost at free-fall acceleration, in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. Let's look at the DVD and say, is that destruction by fire, or is that a destruction with placed explosive charges? And everybody, every architect, engineer, and everybody else can see clearly that, in fact, it is. And yet we're told that it was dropped by, it was collapsed by fire. Now, that can't happen because you have to remove all 24 core columns within a tenth of a second of each other to pull a building.
What if, Richard, let me be the devil's advocate here for a moment. What if the terrorists, and we'll go through these three scenarios that Ahmadinejad pointed out, and you're right, he doesn't have the credibility. And that's why when he spouts this, nobody's going to listen to him. If architects say it, then people wake up and say, my gosh, what are they talking about here? Maybe we should look at it. But be that as it may, is it possible that those buildings were brought down in a controlled demolition fashion, but terrorists, true terrorists, the ones we've been talking about for so many years, they may have been the ones to have manipulated and set those devices in those buildings?
Well, that's a worthy question. And of course, a real investigation would tell us who brought those buildings down with explosive demolition. The question you raise can be answered also by asking ourselves, did 19 fundamentalist hijackers, for instance, or terrorists working with them, have access to these three of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon? Probably not. Did they have access to the nanothermite explosive materials, energetic composite materials that can be engineered to be explosive? These are found in all the World Trade Center dust samples by this international team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, Jeff Farrar in Utah, and Stephen Jones, a physicist. This team found nanothermitic composite materials. These chips that they found in the dust have components that are 1,000 times smaller than the human hair. These are made only in the most sophisticated advanced defense contracting laboratories. You know, they're not made in a cave in Afghanistan. Very, very advanced material. And we only had access to this material. We only known about it since a few years before 9/11, as Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore documented this material. So this is very, very hard evidence of explosive demolition, but also in all that World Trade Center dust, which, by the way, was composed of 30% of concrete, which was powdered,
right,
pulverized right. to a fine powder. But also in that dust, USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, and environmental firms doing their toxicological studies on this dust find billions of previously molten iron spheres. They're in the spherical shape because molten iron, when it's atomized, it pulls itself into liquid molten iron, pulls itself into droplets. That's what happens when you spray water out of a bottle, for instance. Those are all spheres. They cool and they fall with all of the dust. Well, where did they come from? The fact that they're molten iron indicates that they sustain temperatures well over 2,800 degrees. But those fires and that jet fuel is only half that temperature, 1,500 degrees. So we've got to look at reality when we look at this evidence. And by the way, this particular evidence was completely ejected from the report by NIST when they took over from FEMA.
Will we ever get to the bottom of all of this, Richard, in your opinion?
You bet, because the American people are waking up to the reality. They're saying, I can't reconcile all of this evidence that the architects, engineers for 9/11 Truth and others around the country are bringing out. We're speaking, and we've spoken now in 40 cities in America and 17 countries around the world to groups of 200 to 700. And our website is very, very busy, ae911truth.org. And people can see this evidence on the website and in the DVD, and they're writing their congressmen, they're writing their senators, they're writing the media, and they're going to force the media to deal with this issue.
What was it first when this happened, Richard, that got you to say, I need to check into this? There's something a little bigger than we're being told.
Well, these buildings, the Twin Towers, for instance, were destroyed in just 10 seconds, 10 to 15, depending on how you measure it. This is almost free-fall acceleration. The top portion of the North Tower it disintegrates above the point of jet plane impacts. It's gone in 4 seconds, and there's nothing left to destroy the building underneath it. It's just tearing itself apart, and it's doing that at two-thirds of free-fall acceleration, as measured by the physicists. So we that can't happen against 80,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist any collapse of that building for the life of that building. It just can't happen. Those columns had to have been explosively removed, and that's what we see in the videos. Upward, outward arching streamers, lateral ejection of individual structural components at 70 miles an hour, instant acceleration out of the side of the Twin Towers, landing up to 600 feet away, explosive ejections of building materials 20, 40, 60 stories in these massive plumes below this zone of destruction. And no floors are found at the bottom of either of these Twin Towers. They're not found in the photos or the videos. We would expect a stack of floors in a gravitational collapse, about maybe 50 of them or 100 of them. There's 100 floors, 110 floors in these buildings. We don't find any of them. They've all been pulverized and blown outside the footprint of these buildings. And when we show this to architects and engineers, they're aghast. They drop their jaws and they sign our petition. And that's why we have so many demanding a new investigation.
If you were part of this UN U.S. delegation at the UN today and you heard Ahmadinejad, would you have gotten up and walked out with the rest of the group?
Well, that's a tough question, isn't it?
They all are.
Yeah. I don't want to hear a Middle Eastern dictator say anything bad about my country. I'm a patriot. I'm a Reagan Republican. But when we're not getting the truth told by our government, maybe this is what we get. We get a massive applause to a third-rate dictator from the Middle Eastern country, Iran, having to tell the truth. We have to hear it from him. At least we're hearing it, for God's sake. That's the important thing. Americans deserve to hear it. They deserve to be angry about it. Maybe it will prompt them to find out the facts.
Well, he mentioned three scenarios. One of them is right. I don't know which one, but he did mention three. Very quickly, Richard, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being probably the one you would believe, just tell me what you think of the quick three before, while we still have this minute left. The first statement he said was, a powerful, complex terrorist group penetrated U.S. intelligence and defenses. They brought the building down. Scale of 1 to 10, how accurate do you think that one could be?
Well, I'm guessing that a powerful terrorist group could not have penetrated our CIA, FBI, defense intelligence.
So you'd give that a low number.
But someone in those agencies is probably responsible. I mean, it has to be some sort of an inside operation.
Well, that leads us into his second scenario, which he says segments within U.S. government either orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East. And then his third theory was that it was a work of a terrorist group, but the American government supported and took advantage of the situation. So I assume you believe it's one of those two.
Well, it has to be. It just by implication, we're looking at the most advanced, sophisticated nanothermitic composite materials. These pyrotechnics or explosives cannot have come from a cave in Afghanistan. This is extremely sophisticated.
Well, I've looked at the work of your organization, Richard, for years, and you do as architectural engineers remarkable work. It's scary because you have great ideas about what could have happened on that very horrible day, September 11, 2001. I hope we get to the truth one day, whatever it is and wherever it takes us. Up next, Brian Johnson joins us, the first of our paranormal investigators on Coast to Coast AM.